The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Krisus Daf Gimel. The Gemara Amud Beis brings a pasuk and the Parshas Yisrei. Lisason iti alayhe chesef ve'alayhe zahav. The Gemara over here is talking about an Isra Hashtachava of bowing down to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that somebody could make a mistake and think that Yais the pasuk says Elohe Chesef Elohe Zahav, that it's only by Chesef Zahav, not by other materials. Akoponim, but the Gemara is referring to Isra Shachava. The Gemara in Roshana Daf Chavdal Amud Beis learns something completely different from this pasuk, which is maybe even more the Pshutish al Mikra. Loi Sason means not to create, not to make a form which can or will be used to Avodah Zarah. It's a little bit confusing because there are Kama Isurim Shainim in this Inyan. There are three separate Isurim. There's one Isur, which is an Isur Deiraisa, which is learned from this Pasuk of Leisason Iti, which means, like we said, to make a Tzura, which we'll soon see which Tzuras, to make a particular kinds of Tzuras which are Shaykh Tavay Dezar. That's number one. Number two, there's a separate Isur, which is not from this Pasuk, which is to have Hana from a Tzura which was already Nevad Ba'avay Dezar. Which means the first Isser is to create the Tzura. The second Isser is to have Hana to use the Tzura which was Nevad. But Mukhayr, there's no Isser to just have it, to own it. Let's say somebody else made the Avodah Zarah, and maybe it was even used as Avodah Zarah, but you have it, you happen to have it in your house, you own it. So there would not be an Isser. However, there's an Isser Drabbonon of Cheshada that Chazal don't want that person should look like he has Avodah Zarah. It looks like maybe he made it, or it looks like that he uses it for Avodah Zarah, or that he has Hana. A component is an Issa D'Rabbanan to own it, to have it in Yerushas, a Tzura which was never Avodah Zarah. So now it's like this. As far as the Issa Hana, so the Ramah and the Shach and Yerodei Kuf Mamalos of Gimel say that Bizman Hazeh, that people are not over these kinds of tzuras, so therefore it's mutter. And they give an example of Marshal Shasi Ve'erev, Tzalem, like we call it in Yiddish. Even though L'chayrish would be made, you would think is made to Avodah Zarah, but they say no, that nowadays it's only Lanoi, it's a religious decoration, they're not actually doing Avodah Zarah with it, so therefore there's no Isser Deiraisa of Hana. Okay, it may still be the other Yisurim, but Akoponim, but this is the Raisa of Hana you don't have. Now, let's go back to the first. They said, this is the Raisa of Leisasar Iti to create these Tzuras. So which Tzuras are we referring to? So it's Bavuna Gemara over there in Rosh Hashanah. Now we're talking about, first of all, the Dalat Ponim of the Mother Hashchina. In the Shchina, Kaviyachal, there are four Ponim. I came before in the Pesukim in Yecheskel. And what are the four panims? A shor, an ox, Adam, a person, Aryeh, a lion, a nesher, an eagle. The shach over there brings that Yecheskel was mahapach the shor to a kruv, so a kruv is also asr. Now these tzuras are only asr all four together. Shor, Adam, Aryeh, and nesher, not one of them alone, with the exception of Adam. A tzuras Adam by himself, that would be asr. Also, what's included in the Isser are the Tzuras Shebim Mother Ha'elyain, which are the Serafim Va'ifanim and the Malachi Hashares. So, we don't really know what they look like, but I guess whatever is created in order to depict the Serafim Va'ifanim and Malachi Hashares, that would be included. Also, the Tzuras in the Mother Ha'tachtain, which are the Chama, the Levana, and the Kechavim, the sun, the moon, and the stars. So, any kind of a Tzura of these celestial bodies would be included in the Isser. Now, well, let's just draw the distinction over here. We're not talking about having it, keeping it. We're talking about creating it. Because we're talking now about the Deiraisa of Leisas and Iti, which is to make it. Okay, so Isser Hanah is not Negev. First of all, like we said before from the Ramo. And second of all, because what if you know that it was not Nevet? It was not Nevet Lovin Nizar, even without that. But Al-Koponim, but we're talking about creating any of these Tzuras, that is an Isser of Leisasar Iti. Now what about if a guy makes it? So if he makes it, he makes it. But you're not allowed to tell him to make it. That's an Isser Amir Lenachri. We pass him, that is an Isser to tell a guy to do any kind of Isser even not in Shabbos, the Gemara about in the Bavitziyah Daf Tzadi, what the Gemara over there says, where we come out, is that there is an Issa Avodah Zarah, I'm sorry, there is an Issa Amir Lakum, even in Shari Surim, not just in Shabbos. Okay, so that means you can't make it, you can't tell a guy to make it. Hano we're not concerned with. What if it was already made? Are you allowed to keep it? Okay, so that, we have, that would be also a Drabbanon. That's not an Issa Deraisa, it's a Drabbanon, like we said before. Mishum Chashada. Now, the Gemara says that when is this Aser? It's Aser by Boiletes, but not by Shekas. Boiletes means a form which is protruding to the outside of it. But Shekas, where something is let's say, scratched into a piece of metal, where the design is going into it, not coming out of it, that's mutter, and also tzior, just if it's drawn like on paper or on metal or whatever, but it's not scratched in, it's just that it's like painted or drawn, that is also mutter. Okay, but what are we talking about over here? Which is it? What's the case? So there's Malchak Rishayim over here, and it's in the Gehel HaHalacha. The sheet of the Rosh is that we're talking about things which are included in Loisasan Iti, and on that the Gemara is saying that the Inyonim that are included in Loisasan Iti are only usher by boletes when it protrudes externally, but not shaykas when it goes in. With the exception of the mother hatachtain, the chamal levana and the kechavim, which are also even shaykas. Why? What's the difference between mother hatachtain? Why is mother hatachtain more chomer than everything else? So the reason is because it's based on how you see it. And these things, the way you see them, is you don't see it as boletes, you see it as shaykas. Not sure exactly what the hesber of that is, but that's what they say. That's the sheet of the Rosh. The sheet of the Ramban is not like this. The Ramban holds that any time it's shaykh loisas on iti, there's no chilik by lettuce and shekas. Everything is also. So for you to make something is going to be also regardless by lettuce, shekas, or just the stamatsur of alma. So what is the Gemara talking about? Where do we say this is chilik by lettuce and shekas? So Dr. Ramban, that's by shar tzuris. Other tzuris, which is only nisr of chashada, right? Or it's something which is, let's say, the tzuris we mentioned before. But you're not making it, it's only a question of keeping it. So then it's only an nisr of chashada. In chashada, the Gemara says that shaykas is mutter. But anytime we're handling the issa d'iraisa of loisas on iti, then it would be also, regardless whether it's baletas or shaykas. So it comes out that the Rosh is a kula, the Rabban is a chumra. How do we pass it? So Shulchan Aruch pass it like the Rosh. The Ramah doesn't say anything. The Shach doesn't say anything. It sounds like they're masking that's the halacha. However, Taz says, Ein lahakol k'neged the Ramban. He says, you should not be makel k'neged the Ramban. The Goyin also seems to hold like this. And it seems also that the price can bring this also in the sheet of the Meram Rutenberg, and also seems to be a sheet of the Rambam, very similar. So, l'chayr, there is a makom l'hachmer b'zeh. The Chacham Sotim Kal Fahed in Ches Haka says that it's Roy Lochosh L'das Ramban. You can't say that you absolutely have to be Machmer, Shulchan Aruch and Rama are Meikel, but like you find in many places when the later Achenim are Machmer, so the Hachra is that it's Roy Lochosh for the Machmer. But it's just important to point out that there's two Nafkaminas between the Rosh and the Ramban. One Nafkamina is regarding Loisas on eating, and one Nafkamina is as far as just keeping it. So, L'chayra, there's more of a reason to be Machmer in the Loisasan, even though it's one Machlaikas, but there's more of a reason to be Machmer in the Loisasan than in when it's on the Shail of Chshada, partially because Loisasan is a Shail of Deraisa. So, according to Rabban, you're being over Nisa Deraisa if you create such a Tzura. But, Hashem came when you talk about just keeping something, it's Zichon of Deraisa. So there, the only issue is the chshada. So for chshada, certainly one would be within his rights to say that he's saying mechon the mechaber and the Ramah and the shach, and he doesn't have to be chayshish for the Ramban. Now the shach over there in Tzivkon Chafei says that making a tzura is only usher if you create a tzura shalema, the entire picture, not if you make only half of it. So some people maybe might think that so then there's a heter to create a tzura of the levana. If you don't make a full circle, you make like a half a moon or a quarter of a moon or something like that. Well, Luchari, this is the Tois. The Dakri Tshuva in Sefkat Lamaches brings Achreinim who say that this is not true, because the Shabbos is talking about when something is Nira La'ayin, Shalom, its appearance is whole, and you're drawing it missing part. Oh, so then you made a shino, you didn't make it the way it looks. But the Levana, it looks, at least during part of the Chayish, beginning of the Chayish, end of the Chayish, the taka looks like it's missing. Of course, it's not missing, it's just you don't see that part. But since that's what it looks like, so when you're making the tzura, it looks like the tzura. In fact, I think maybe you could even say that it looks more like it. If a person draws a full circle, no one would think it's the moon. Maybe it's, could be anything. When you make something that's in the shape of a half moon or a quarter moon or something like that, it's more noticeable. You ever see a picture of the moon that people draw? They always make it like that, because then it's obvious that you're mechaven to the levonim. Hakoponim, but that, so that's really what Nappy had there. And the Emes says that even the Shach is not so partial. The Darki Tshuvitz of Chod Mem brings from Knesset Hagdala, the Rechelkim on the Shach. So it's not even so partial, even according to that. Even whether the Shach is a double muskim mechlal, is the halacha mechlal, is a shayla. And but Akopana, but even according to the Shach, this would not be a heta. The Chacham Sadam Taka says in this machlekes that it's Rei Lahachmer beIsur Torah, meaning as far as making it, one should be machmer. But Lachayra, as far as keeping it, which is only the Rabbanan of Chashada, so then Lachayra, because like we said before, since it's the Rabbanan, there would be more room to be makel than Yisamach on the Shach. But again, it's not going to help you for this case.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.